ค่ะSo thanks
Good
everyone.
morning.
Hi.
I hope I downloaded and printed out everything that's needed for this meeting. And if not, somebody can help me, I'm sure.
Okay, I can share the screen too, so that we're, this is the agenda. And even though there are lots of words on it.
Yep, it's okay.
It'll go quickly, hopefully. How is everybody today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. It's lovely. I can open the windows.
Yep, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that over in the office.
Are you in the office right now?
I'm in the Lyle Shields room now because we're back to, we can do the meeting on Zoom, but a representative, which would be either myself or our attorney or one of you all, has to be in the Lyle Shields room. But, you know, no one else is here, so it's safe. But I have a mask just in case someone joins me. And I have an extra computer in case anyone from the public comes in and wants to participate here. Because that's the purpose, is just not to lose the public access part. Thank you, everyone. I think that Kim was going to try to join us too, Kim Fisher. And I appreciate you all.
Does Kim just go by Kim Fisher, or does she like the whole hyphenated name? Do you know? Because I would like to address her properly.
Well, Stephanie, you asked her. We were ready to learn how to pronounce her maiden name, and she didn't she say just Kim Fisher is fine? And I'm not sure. You know, maybe we should still.
She did say that. I think she said it in the meeting too, right?
Okay. Yes, I remember her saying that in the meeting.
So Kim Fisher, that's easier.
Well, thank you all for making the time. We did make the required 48 hours of notice, but it still feels like short notice. The good news is we had the materials that we needed to show you. That part wasn't hard. It was just making sure that we could get together, and I really appreciate people making time for it. So it's 9. If you want to start, Anne, I'm going to mute myself.
Yeah, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Deb Rouche?
Here.
Georgiana Schuster?
Here.
Sue Suter?
Here.
Kim Wallowick-Fisher? Anne Robin?
Here. All right. Well, we have the Zoom instructions. Everybody must have followed them because everybody is on Zoom except Kim, and hopefully she will be able to join us.
She's here.
She is. Okay, wonderful.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome, Kim.
Hello.
Stephanie, do you want to duly note that she's here? Okay, the first significant item is the approval of the agenda. Can I accept a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Oh, we have to do roll call, Stephanie, because it's...
Yes, I do. Georgiana Schuster?
Yes, I approve.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Deb Rouche?
Yes.
Anne Robin?
Yes. Okay, is there any citizen input or public participation? If there is, this is the time for it. If somebody shows up later and wants some time, I would suggest that we allow them to do that. Is anyone wanting to make a comment?
Nope.
I hear none. So I'm going to move on to the next item. We can always come back to this if we need to. The next item is chairperson's comments, and I have some very brief comments. First, thanks to everybody for participating in this extra meeting, which was necessitated by some legal issues in relation to selling the house. And I just want to express again kind of our sorrow that this is necessary, that we have to sell the properties because we can't get the staff to, or we can't, the agencies can't get the staff to keep the houses going. So it's a sad sign of the times, but we are salvaging what we can and we are going to move forward. I don't see any time for the executive director's comments. Lynn, do you want to say anything?
Sure, I took it out just to save time, but I want to just give you the context. I guess it's a good idea. You've already prepared the way to sell the two properties, and the decision that the boards made together in July was to sell them at the price, at the suggested listing price from the realtor. And if there were an offer that was lower, that we would not accept the offer. So right after that meeting, I contacted our attorney. He said, no, we're good. We don't need to do anything. And then when we started, we got an offer, and the offer was lower than listing on the first house. We have not listed the second house because some work needs to be done on that house. So on the first house, we have an offer. I said, no, we can't accept lower than listing. They came back with, okay, we'll do that. And it's a cash offer. And they really love the house and they want to move in really soon. So the attorney worked round the clock for a couple of days to do all the filings and to prepare us for a closing very soon. But then he, in discussion with the Chicago title attorneys, felt very strongly that we needed approved minutes of your decisions from July that got us to this point. And further, they like a resolution as opposed to a decision memo or minutes. It's just extra for them. So we've prepared a resolution that says the same thing that you already decided in July. So if we got those right, they're in this packet for your review and approval, but the purpose of this meeting is to give us those documents which will allow the lawyers to complete this process.
Thank you, Lynn. You and I discussed that and I appreciate your making that clear to everyone else. Any questions or comments from the group?
I do, I have a question. Georgiana. The resolution that you sent along to us, I have objection, I guess is the word, to the third paragraph of the resolution, our resolution to sell. Should I speak to that now, or are we going to get to the...
Why don't we speak to that when we come to the resolution, and I will duly note that you need some time to talk about that.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions at this time? Okay, we're going to move on to approval of the combined CCDDB board and mental health board joint meeting minutes. We have minutes from 7:21 and 7:28. I will accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
And I will second the motion to approve the minutes.
Any discussion? Okay, Stephanie, would you do a roll call, please?
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Deb Roush?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. And I just have one comment after we've approved the minutes. Stephanie, thank you so much for your excellent minutes. I have read a lot of minutes over the years, and yours are among the clearest, most to the point, and most useful. Thank you very much.
And I think even more kudos to Stephanie, because that was a back and forth meeting. It was a really good meeting, but it was back and forth. So for you to summarize it like that, well, include it, yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, now we're moving on to item number 8, the resolution to authorize the sale of properties. In order to open discussion, may I have a motion, please?
I'll move to authorize the executive director to complete the sale of each Scylla property per the resolution presented.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Kim?
All right. Now, discussion. Georgiana, would you like to make your comment?
It's just in paragraph 3 of the resolution where it says, whereas after open discussions and careful consideration, I can't read quite all of it, but maybe the rest of you can. It says, it is in the best interest of these persons and the DDB that these residential services be discontinued. I don't agree, and I don't want it to go down in history that we think it's in the best interest of these persons to sell these houses.
Georgiana, I completely agree with you. The wording looks like it's in the best interest of our citizens to not have housing. Yeah. So I agree with you.
Is there some other way? Can we either leave that paragraph out?
That's what I'm wondering. There's probably a better way to word what your open discussions and careful consideration were about, because this is not exactly what they were about. I didn't write this. The attorney wrote this based on minutes. Yeah. So it is your resolution. We can change it to match your intention.
Something that states that because of the infeasibility, difficult circumstances, something along those lines, we've come to the painful, and we don't have to use that word, but just something that shows that we are not walking away from this project lightly and without a lot of just difficulty.
And that we still think, like you've said, that, we need residential services.
Well, yes. If we're going to write it, is it possible to write it right now?
we're going to have to write it right now.
I'm going to try to find the document.
I'm thinking about how to write it.
Yeah, I'm going to find the Word document and start making these changes while you're talking.
Is it possible to just leave that third paragraph out? Or does that not do enough?
Do you want to see it again? It might be that, I think that what he's looking for is that we need to say something about best interest of the county or something. The decision that's in the best interest is not to waste money on empty houses. That's
okay.
That's really like what, you did not come to this point like hoping to save money. That wasn't the reason. So it might be better, Georgiana, to leave it out, but then whereas the DDB has made the above determination.
Okay, I'm going to suggest, in the interest of making this clear, and this was written by the attorney, so it's what the attorney wanted, but it isn't what we wanted. I would just strike that third paragraph and not say anything. Circumstances in our community significantly changed regarding the ability to provide services to these persons in a residential setting. And the Developmental Disability Board has made that determination and finds it in the best interest of the DDB and the taxpayers. It's not in the best interest of these persons.
So
let's just eliminate it.
So I don't have a Word document So I'm going to need to recreate this from the beginning. So can you give me the exact words you'd like in that spot?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just get rid of it. Strike it.
Just strike the whole thing. Okay.
I agree. Strike it.
Okay.
We don't have to spend a lot of time. Yeah.
I have no problem with that. Per what Deb said, at some point we could just add one word even to the next paragraph that it was in some way with regret or a hard decision or whatever.
I don't think we have to. This is something the lawyers want. We didn't ask for it. Our attorney asked for it, and then he went on vacation, and then he's having surgery, so we can't discuss it with him. And if he wants it, we'll try to give it to him, but I agree that we can get rid of that paragraph.
Simply striking it and we're good. Do you want to see it again, and just so that it's on the screen for all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I apologize that I don't have a Word version of it. I thought I did, but that's okay.
There's so much in the public record of our discussion back and forth and our regret. I don't think we have to specifically say that.
Are there any other issues that you find in the remaining paragraphs?
Well, there are two properties listed. And we're only selling one property right now.
The resolution is to enshrine your intentions from the board meetings. So this will allow you, you won't have to do this again if and when the other house is getting ready to sell. There, you know, we will have to sign a second deed related to that house, but that's not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And Georgiana, thank you for that. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will. So Stephanie, do you have a motion that?
Yeah, Deb Roush needs to amend her motion to eliminate paragraph number 3 of the resolution.
Okay. I move that the DDB remove paragraph 3 from the said resolution to approve the sale of the homes. Does that suffice?
This should cover both homes?
Right.
So she said the homes. Homes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. And then striking that paragraph, all right.
And then Sue, do you agree to that amendment to the?
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready for a roll call?
Okay, are we all clear what we're voting on? We're voting on the resolution without the paragraph 3. Everything else stands. And we'll have that printed up, and Georgiana and I will sign it. Okay, I think we're ready for roll call.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Deb Roush?
Yes.
Georgiana Schuster?
Yes.
Sue Suter?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. Okay, that concludes the business portion of this meeting. Are there any announcements?
And I don't know, I may have missed this. I don't know as a board that we've ever just acknowledged. I think the letter that Deb Roush wrote to the News Gazette and then Ed McManus put in his very distributed newsletter. I think it was a great letter in terms of expressing concern about the staffing and rates in Illinois and just the whole DD system in Illinois. And I think that not only made a difference in Champaign, but I think that letter made a difference statewide. And it was a great advocacy point. And I just wanted to go on record to say that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
I agree.
Has anyone showed up for citizen input or public participation? Okay, I think we can adjourn. And I want to thank everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Enjoy the day, everybody. It's a nice one for a change of pace, right?
Have a good day. Yes.
I'm going to stare out the window. Thank you.
Bye.